Text numéro 8. Addiction killed Amy Winehouse. What sort doesn't matter. Making a distinction between drug and alcohol addiction is dangerous. As Winehouse showed, they can both be deadly. Amy Winehouse had 5 times the legal drink drive limit of alcohol in her blood when she died. She was certainly a victim of her fame, which attracted both oppressive media attention and hangers-on who told her what she wanted to hear. But she was also, more simply, a victim of a not uncommon mental illness, addiction, that is poorly understood and claims many non-celebrity victims too. Winehouse's last concert before her death had been a shambling and shameful affair, which saw her step onto a stage too drunk to stand. So it is no surprise that alcohol binges still featured in her life after a successful stint being treated for drug addiction. It's a silly idea that drug addiction is somehow a different thing to alcohol addiction. The problem is addiction, and the idea that an abusive relationship with legal alcohol is of a lesser order than an abusive relationship with illegal drugs is one of those fake distinctions that would be pitiful if it wasn't so dangerous. Winehouse's parents, in the wake of her death, said how proud they had been that she had beaten drugs. Though worried by her less decisive break with alcohol, they did not seem aware that continued use was every bit as perilous as her use of drugs had been before she accepted the need for intervention. Who can blame them when the wider culture is so geared to believing that drugs are killers to be banned, while alcohol is a necessity at any social gathering? Mind-altering substances are no more dangerous to some people than flower arrangements. Other people can build addictive behaviour around the food that they eat, or the idea that they might not have switched off the gas ring before leaving the house. It's all a threat to those who are susceptible, a threat to quality of life, if not to life itself. The misunderstanding of addictive illness can nevertheless sometimes seem willful. People don't really believe that alcohol is deadly to the addict. Drug addict is a fearful term. Alcoholic is quite often used capriciously to denote that a person drinks a lot. But an alcoholic is just a particular subset of drug addict, addicted to a particular drug. Alcohol's legality does not make it any safer for people who have the illness. It does, however, make it harder for the addict to absent themselves from temptation or avoid the ignorant pressure of others to join them because, say, it's my birthday. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2011.